Salamandastron, Disc 5.
The battle for Salamandastron was underway. Massed behind sand barriers and rocks, the hordes of Farrago sent flaming arrows up at the mountain. Vegetation and crops that had been cultivated on the crevices and ledges of the fortress were soon blackened stubble, burned to the bare rock by hundreds upon hundreds of blazing shafts. Farrago stood in plain view, well out of range, Klitsch at his side. From one of the high slitted rock windows, Bart Thistledown brushed drifting black ash from his face as he notched a shaft to his bowstring, murmuring to himself,
"Move, you rotten blighter. Come on, just 10 paces closer, and I'll put one right between your bonny blue eyes, what?"
Starbob fixed an arrow to his bow and sighted on a ferret who was standing up to take a shot.
"Wasting your time, Barty, old lad. Take the nearest available target, like our friend down there, for instance."
Straining the bow taut, Starbob let fly. The arrow zipped down and took the ferret in his chest. He fell backwards, releasing his fire arrow straight up. Starbob gave a grunt of satisfaction.
"Good-o, I say. Look, the scoundrel's arrow came straight down and wounded that rat next to him. 2 for the price of 1. Not bad, eh?"
Barty twanged off his arrow and turned away, ignoring the death cry of the stoat below that he had hit.
"Not too fussy on this sniping game. Open warfare's much better. More team spirit in it, don't you know?"
"Move aside there, Haz."
They both shifted from the position as Earthstripe stood at the opening. He strung a massive bow and placed a quiver of arrows within handy reach, each one as long and thick as a short spear. The Badger Lord spat on his paws and rubbed them together.
"Right, let's open this party up properly."
Klitsch sighed as he drew patterns in the sand with a spear point, his face the picture of boredom.
"So, this is it. The grand attack plan. Chuck a few fire arrows at the mountain and sit about and snipe at each other all season. You've really outdone yourself this time, old one."
Farrago watched the fire arrows hissing through the air.
"Have you got any better ideas, clever snout?"
"At least I got to stick the big badger with my sword."
The young weasel curled his lip contemptuously.
"So you did, Klitsch, so you did. Now your short one pretty little sword. Earthstripe pulled it out of himself as if it were a sewing needle and snapped it in half. What a clever young weasel. Brilliant strategy on your part, hey? Now, why don't you leave things to your elders and betters?"
Klitsch kept the spear ready, lest the assassin's paws should stray to the long knives strapped across his chest.
"You may be my elder, but you'll never be my better. Come on, let's hear about your brilliant strategy, father."
Having run out of arrows, Goffer decided to stand in the rear a while with Klitsch. He was crossing the beach exactly in line with Farrago, when a huge arrow hit him like a thunderbolt, sending his body crashing into the two weasels. Quickly they leapt up and ran farther back, scrambling behind an outcrop of rocks. Farrago laughed, his blue eyes shining merrily at the narrow escape.
"Hell's teeth and dark gates, that thing was meant for me. Pity about your friend Goffer."
Klitsch peered out at the dreadful sight. The arrow had gone through Goffer, a full half-length into the sand. Keeping his bored look, Klitsch leaned back against the rocks.
"Friend? That dim-witted idiot. He was only my lackey, though I'd never have ordered him to save your skin. Come on, tell me how you plan to conquer this mountain."